What it is, it's your boy, your boy, man. Coming one more time with that wire. I had to hit the one more twice, you know what I'm saying? I had to hit the one more two times. Coming back with that wire. Word over weed. Cliff Notes for the bar before real nigga. What's happening, man? How y'all doing out there? Hope y'all doing well, man. We about to get back into it again. I do believe we are at chapter 32. Yeah, moving on down the line, man. It's like 50 chapters in the book, you feel me? So this is a really good link up right here, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get this started, man. Lord, I thank you, man. Humbly, I come again. Asking you for help, Lord, and I just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see today, allowing me to, you know, progress as far as I have progressed with this while, oh, Lord. It's only by you, Lord, because, you know, this, you know, I say continuously that this is not the field for me, but there got to be something to it because I feel like you called me to do it, so, you know what I'm saying? I just appreciate you trusting me with this task. I ask that you help me out, continue to make the storylines vivid, you know what I'm saying, and encourage somebody hard to pick up that book. Just continue to walk with me, oh Lord, you know, just keep following through, you know what I'm saying. I love you, man. I appreciate this opportunity again. I just appreciate you being with me, Lord, you know, and just continue to work on me. Anything I forgot, help me out. Work on my listeners, Lord. Those who want to know you more, Lord. Make yourself more and more available to them, oh Lord. You know? Just work it out for us, Lord. All the glory and honor shall be thine. Praise go unto you. It's these and many more blessings in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Oh, yeah, 32. John. Wow, it's pretty cool, man. Started out, you know, chapter 12, and we moving 20 chapters. We moved 20 chapters down the line to chapter 32. God, good, man. That's what it is. I'm sorry, man. It's an accomplishment for me. I feel pretty good about continuously. Just coming at it, you know what I'm saying? It can get kind of tough sometimes, and this is not my, like, profession, you know what I'm saying? This is not something that I do, and, you know, I'm waking up every day because this is what pays the bills, you know? It's something that I'm just doing from my heart, you know what I'm saying? And can't lie. I low-key listen to it, you know what I'm saying? And I feel that nigga. If don't nobody else feel that nigga, I feel that nigga. And that's a good thing. And I thank God for him, you know? Because he walked with me. He did. But 32, let's see where we start off at. Yeah, 32 starts off after Laban, you know, and gave him the blessing in 31. You know what I'm saying? And they about to ride out. And gone head back to go holler at pops and holler at moms, you know what I'm saying? But before they get there, you know, you got to pass by Big Bro, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny saying Big Brother, you know what I'm saying? Because these motherfuckers are twins. I mean, they birthday at the same day. It's just one of them came out before the other one. But, you know, nevertheless, I do believe Jacob has, like, a lot of respect for Esau, you know what I'm saying? And he don't really want to cross that man, you know? So I believe he know what he capable of. So he got to go back that way. And when he started heading back that way, he started seeing, like, a host of angels, you know what I'm saying? Kind of recognizing some, you know, some of the steps that he was taking to get to Padanaram, which is where Laban was, you know what I'm saying? I want to say that's the land where Laban was, you did. So when he saw that, And he saw the angels and everything. He renamed the land, something to start with a P. You want to know more, read the book. But when he did that, you know, he wanted to play it small because he knew he had to come back across Esau. And if you're just picking up with us on the storyline, Jacob is about to go back to home. But it's looking like the land of Edom, which is his brother, is before he can get to Pops. So he's sending some scouts out, some messengers to kind of go see what's happening and go give Esau the word. You know what I'm saying? He stayed in Edom in the city called Seir. You know what I'm saying? It might have been the capital because, you know, Esau was the man in this country. You did. So he sent some messengers out to let them know that, you know, your brother Esau coming. You know what I'm saying? And I'm coming back from my journey. Chilled over there with Uncle Laban for a while. You know what I'm saying? And I'm coming back with the journey. And I got a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Coming back with, you feel me? I got maid serving, man serving, asses. And, you know, hella livestock and cattle. You know what I'm saying? And a nigga got, you know, some wives and kids, you know, just let them know we headed that way. So, you know, the messengers went out there, you know, told them. Boom, they coming back with the message like, hey, your bro Esau said, you know what I'm saying, he coming out to meet you, and he gonna have like 400 niggas with him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you didn't, oh, yeah, I was going to say that. But if you just catching on to the story, Jacob had left, okay? And two reasons kind of flash out. One, you know, Mom Dukes made it look like, you know, she trying to get him a wife from the homeland and not do like Esau did and just get some wives from the land of Canaan where they dwelled at. So that was part of the reason why he went to Uncle Laban's spot. And another reason he went is because Mom convinced him to act like Esau and get the blessing from Pops. Because Pops, you know what I'm saying, on this Stevie Wonder shit, he really can't see that well. And Mom knew how to run the G to get it done. And when Esau found out about that shit, he wasn't too happy about it. So the last time Jacob saw him, Esau really wanted to kill his ass. So he really don't know what he on. And then he coming up to meet him with like 400 soldiers with him. Like, yeah, he on Esau spook. I mean, not Esau, but Jacob spook. Jacob is. He kind of spook right now, you dig? So he do, like most of us do, especially. You know, it's funny. It's funny, you know? A lot of people really don't know who God is until they in trouble. Now, I'm not saying that Jacob is doing this at this time. I just say it's funny because, you know, you can see a lot of different situations. My geez, I'm pretty sure y'all have seen situations where the grimiest or the shystiest, once they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar, oh, they know who God is now. They do. They oh, my goodness, please, Lord. Hell, if you get me out of this situation right here, this one right here, nigga, if you get me out of this one, Lord, I promise you, man, I'm going to go to church every day. I'm going to sit up in the front pew. When they get called to altar, you know, called to, you know what I'm saying, come to you, I'm coming. I'm going to the altar on that one, you know what I'm saying? I'll be the head of the praise team, you know what I'm saying? I'll be whatever you want me to do, Lord. If you could get these niggas from killing me, I would be so happy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I say, Jacob is not on that. You know what I'm saying? Actually, Jacob done grew up a lot since he left. You know what I'm saying? And the way that he comes at God about this when he, because he was nervous. When the messengers came back and told him, Esau, he coming to meet you, and he got 400 people with him. Jacob immediately started, you know, asking God, hey, man, look, man. Look, man, look, Lord, I know, man, I am the least, I deserve the least of any blessings from you or anything from you. I deserve the least. I've done a lot of dumb shit in my life, Lord, and I apologize for it. You feel me? But you've shown me. I don't even deserve the mercy and truth that you've shown me, because literally, when I was crossing over this Jordan the first time coming to Uncle Laban, I ain't had nothing but the clothes on my back and a rod in my hand. And now, Lord, you done blessed me to have two bands. I got two bands of people, man. I came to this place by myself. And now I'm going back to my father's house. I've got a multitude with me. And I'm a little nervous of Esau, Lord. Like, we didn't leave out on good terms. So he really is the type that could murk me and murk my kids and my family, like, with no remorse, you know what I'm saying? If he that heated at me, Lord, I really want you to protect me, man. Keep me, man. You promised now. You promised that I can have seeds, you know, as much as the dust of the sand of the sea. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get to that shit if Esau take my ass out. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm asking for you to cover me and keep me. You know what I'm saying? You told me you were going to bring me back to my father's house in peace, you know. And I got to cross my brother. I got to go over past my brother's land to get to it. So I'm asking you to keep me. So, you know, he said a prayer to him. You know what I'm saying? Chilled out there for a little while. And when he chilled out there, he kind of had the idea to give Esau some gifts, right? And it's a lot of different little gifts. It's a lot of little animals. I want to say it get up to roughly about 1,000. Just different animals, like she-goats, regular, you know, male goats, sheep, oxen, camels. Just, you know what I'm saying, all sorts of type of little animals. But the groups that they called out, the way that I kind of picture it in my head is he put it, they called out 9 different groups of animals, of gifts that he was going to give to Esau, you know what I'm saying? And what he was going to do is he was going to do those first. He was going to give them 9 gifts first. But each set, like, he got like 200 she-goats, okay? And then like 20 goats, like, the 200 sea-goats, he gonna send them by themselves with a maidservant, you know what I'm saying? And then send the other 20, like, goats with another servant and kind of put some space in between them, you know what I'm saying? And he told them, each person, each drove that come by, tell them, you know what I'm saying, this is from your servant Jacob, you know what I'm saying, who's been blessed with, you know, like, many maidservants and manservants and gifts. And he wanted to give this to you, you know what I'm saying? So he coming humbly, you know what I'm saying? He calling himself a servant to his brother, you know what I'm saying? Which is out of respect, because he got to pass through his land. So he ain't coming through his land on no big boy shit. Like, nigga, I'm the one with the blessing. So, nigga, you ain't got no choice but to let me pass through. I'm going to put God on you. He came humble. And that's how God be wanting us to move. Even if you got that favor, that fever, I done heard it been called. You got, when you're obedient and you do what God asks you to do, there's blessings that come with obedience. You know what I'm saying? So, the spirit and the demeanor that you have sometimes can help that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't bless you so you can walk around with your chest out like, fuck everybody else, you know what I'm saying? I'm that nigga. Nah, he bless you to show you how close he walk with you. And this right here, what Jacob is doing, praying and asking God to help him first, instead of just coming up with this big ass, I mean, he's still plotting, because he doing the 9 droves first, kind of bringing the people in. So if he just start murking people, other motherfuckers can start running when he start murking people. You know what I'm saying? So he can kind of get an idea of it. But he kind of sending his family last, and he kind of separating his family in like the 2 different bands. You know what I'm saying? 2 separate people. That way, if he come after one set, the other set can get away. So he thinking, You know what I'm saying? But he did come to God first and not just straight up just try to come up with a plan to try to deceive him again for the third time, because he didn't already deceive the man twice. The third one may have cost him his life, but he came real and he came bearing gifts. You know what I'm saying? So he sent them out. He did first. And then after that, he chilled with his family for a sec. Probably let them know what the whoop was and shit like that. Then he started sending his family, you know what I'm saying, over the brook and everything like that. You feel me? And he kind of still chilled there for the night. All right. And this is where he receives his AKA, where the Lord changes his name. Now, say he wrestled, you know what I'm saying, with God, but I honestly think it's a form of God, which is an angel, you know what I'm saying? Just on some real shit, just personal perception. Here we go, personal perception. You know, I got to throw some of them in. I just think if God knows everything and he sees everything, there's no way that you can even wrestle with him in a manly, say he come down in a manly form. You still going to lose, because there's no way that you're going to win that battle. However, angels are not as knowing as the Almighty. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still in limbo and wondering and have to see his moves and have faith that God doing stuff just like we do. You know what I'm saying? But they do have a little bit more ability. They like the first way. We the second one, you know what I'm saying? So they do have their abilities, you feel me? But they're not God, you know what I'm saying? So even with them having, like, what we consider supernatural abilities, doesn't mean that they are unbeatable, you know what I'm saying? And when Jacob sent everybody away, you know what I'm saying, I guess he noticed that. And he already, knowing he in the spot where, you know what I'm saying, angels are around. You know what I'm saying? Because they say in the beginning of the chapter, he notices the host of angels and stuff. So he kind of got an idea of who out there. He knew him wasn't like no stranger because of the way he was talking to him. But you know what I'm saying? He really seeking for some stuff from God. You know what I'm saying? And he really don't like, I want that, you know, for real. Like, if I can get a representation of God, I'm going to hold on to that representation of God till I get that blessing. It wasn't, because they said him and the angel got into a struggle, you feel me? So they got to tussling and shit, you know what I'm saying? The angel, because it's about to be daybreak, and the angel just trying to get on before daybreak come, because I don't know if he want to give his, you know, his identity away. You know, at night they can kind of move a little bit better, you know what I'm saying, without being revealed on what their true being or, you know, form may be or whatever. But, you know, Jacob was on there. I don't get no fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you out here, I want a blessing. I know you work with God close like that. I ain't letting you go till I get that blessing. So they got the wrestling, and Jacob showed his skills, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, being able to survive, you know what I'm saying, being able to hang. He wrestling with an angel, man. And he got this angel so twisted up and so wrapped up, you know what I'm saying? And like, kind of like, I guess it's like a submission hold, you know what I'm saying? The way he can't go nowhere, because that's the whole thing. They're not like fighting, you know what I'm saying? They ain't punching, throwing fists or nothing like that. Like I say, he knew, I feel like Jacob knew who that was he represented, and he wanted a blessing, bro. And I know you connect with him a little bit more than I can, you know what I'm saying? And I want this, man, and you ain't leaving until I get this, cause. And he was wrestling with him, and they said he was prevailing, that Jacob was winning, you know what I'm saying? To the point to where the angel couldn't really get loose, you know what I'm saying? And so he did something, I guess, out of desperation. That's when, you know, he gave him that jug, you know what I'm saying? And they call it to the thigh, the sinew, the part of the thigh that shrank. part of the sinew that shrink, you know what I'm saying? And when I get into it, it's talking about the tendons and the hip, you know what I'm saying? So, personal perception, okay? Just reading the story and hearing the story, I'm going to give you a personal perception because if you go to Google and you look up Jacob wrestling with angel or Jacob wrestling with God or whatever you want to look at, I just say with angel because the depictions that they show and the pictures that they show, depictions, there we go, and the pictures that they show, it doesn't look like what the storyline is telling. The storyline is telling in chapter 32 that Jacob is winning. You know what I'm saying? Jacob is winning in this, like, you know, submission hold. It's because they're wrestling. So it's more so like an MMA trying to, like, get them to tap out like a submission hold type thing. So the way that they show the pictures, it's like they playing Mercy. I don't know if y'all ever played Mercy because, you know, I'm old, so niggas might not know what Mercy is. But Mercy is kind of like a game where you lock your fingers with somebody. And y'all will sit up there and lock your fingers kind of like that picture. And you're going to try to twist the other one, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody going to try to twist somebody's hand to try to get them to say Mercy. You know, kind of like, best way I can get people to say Mercy at is when you get their wrist cuffed up to where it's like an upward motion, you know what I'm saying? And you can kind of twist that hole, they're going to go and call Mercy because they don't want to fuck up their wrist and shit. But that's how they look like they locked up. And that's not how it sounds to me in the Bible. You know, and, you know, I'm familiar with, you know, fighting and wrestling and shit like that. You feel me? And to get hit where they said he got hit at, because they throw niggas off with the thigh. But when you read, when you look up sinew, it's talking more so about hip tendons. You know what I'm saying? So if you can imagine, having somebody turn with their back towards you and you got your arm around the neck and you got that lock, you know what I'm saying, that sleeper hold type lock to where they can't get loose, you know what I'm saying, like can't move nowhere. And you wrap that leg, you know, because it's a wrestle, you know what I'm saying, so you wrapping that leg around because the main thing Jacob is trying to do is trying to make sure he get that blessing. He don't want him to go nowhere to get that blessing, so out of being wrapped up like that and being able not to move, like with his back, with the angel have to have his back turned towards Jacob and Jacob have to be holding him for him to really get a good shot in the hip. You know what I'm saying? You can't, the way that they showing them and they holding they face to face, there's no way that you're going to get somebody, you know what I'm saying, like that. And there's no way, I can't really see them lock him hand locking with an angel. And that lock right there is what wins the battle for him. Nah, you know what I'm saying? It's like a real wrestle type shit. And Jacob fucked around and got one of them locks and them holes that he couldn't twist up out of, you know what I'm saying? So he tried to give him a good jug in the hip because it popped it out of joint. So it wasn't no little light lick, you know what I'm saying? And the way that they locked up, how the fuck are you going to get to any of his legs, you know what I'm saying, to get a good-ass lick to put some shit out of joint? You feel me? So, you know, I mean, read. That's why I say read it for yourself. Man, that's going to be the proof in the pudding right there. Y'all read the shit. Y'all will see. Maybe y'all see what I'm saying, man. I just don't see how that picture right there could result to the angel jugging Jacob in the hip. Because even him getting jugged, and that's why I feel like it was a submission hold where Jacob was, like, behind him, like, holding him, wrapped up. Because they say he gave him the jug and popped his hip out of place. But Jacob's still holding on. This nigga is refusing to let go. So even with his hip being popped out of place, because this nigga is still refusing to let go. And the angel like, it's about to be daybreak, man. Let me go, dog. It's about to be daybreak. He's like, I ain't letting you go, cuz, until I get a blessing, man. I know who you represent. I know where you come from, dog. All I want is a blessing from you, man. You know what I'm saying? And he said, he asked him what his name, what the angel asked him what's his name. And he told him that his name was Jacob. And he say, your name finna get switched up, man. We're gonna call you Israel. Yeah, we're gonna call you Israel. Because like a prince. Remember to read, that's why I want you to read it, because it's certain word, like you, it's the basics. So you really have to read it with a spiritual heart, you know what I'm saying, to unlock your mind frame to really see how deep some of this shit is that they be saying. He called him a prince, you know what I'm saying? And as you know, prince and king back in those times, them were the ones who were here first leading the war. You know, king wasn't sending soldiers out at this particular time frame. The king would be out there fighting with the ass, and the prince would too. And the prince is like a younger version of the king, you know what I'm saying? So his sword skills might be a little bit nicer than the king because he's a little bit younger. So you know what I'm saying? They call him a prince. He said, like a prince, you wrestle with God, you know what I'm saying, and prevail. You did, which I feel like an angel is a representation of God. So it's like a step up from wrestling with a man. So, you know, that's a big deal, you know what I'm saying, to wrestle with an angel and have him really in a submission hold where, like, you have to let him go. He can't get out on his own. He didn't gave you the best pop he could, put some shit out of socket, and you still refuse to let him go. But, you know, when he said, you know, he was going to bless him, he let him go. And he asked him, the angel his name, and the angel's like, what you want to know my name for, man? I ain't important, you know what I'm saying? But this blessing I'm about to give you is. And he gave him a blessing, you know what I'm saying? So, after you know that, you know, he kind of like leapt on to catch up with the fam, you know what I'm saying? And it's saying the Bible from that point on that they no longer ate from that part of the, you know what I'm saying? Whenever they cooked something, they never ate from the sinew because he wrestled with the angel and stuff, so. That's kind of like how chapter 32 ends. It's kind of like a to be continued because it's setting up 33. You're setting up 33, which is where he comes in encounter with his brother. And we'll get into that with 33. You know what I'm saying? But this is how 32 ends. In a nutshell, I truly hope y'all enjoyed this. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy giving it to you. I hope you enjoy receiving it as much as I enjoy giving it. And I hope it encouraged somebody out there to pick up that book, man. You know what I'm saying? I want people to see, man, the correlation between their time and our time spiritually. Each one of these chapters, I want it to sink in with the listeners, because like I say, this is more so like a tool for people who love God and believe that God is with them, but sometimes feel like when you set the standards of what the church may feel walking in God should be, you feel like you're so off of those standards that what's the use in trying? But if you really just got like a breakdown of this word in a point to where, you know what I'm saying, you could kind of see how it relates to you. How those guys, them promises that God gave them could be promises that he gave to you today. You know, it's full of it, you know what I'm saying? And it shows us like the spiritual like growth and obstacle course sometimes that we have to go through to get our blessings, but it's not to deter us from our blessings, but to be more preparated to sustaining those blessings. Because what we will show you, you know what I'm saying, in these cliff notes with the children of Israel, God is trying to set them up for the blessing that he's been promising to Abram and everybody else down the line since then. And they get it. but what they do with it will soon be seen. But just look at it from the positive and the negative, and just try to collectively take everything and put it on your walk of life in God. You feel me? But that's chapter 32. Chapter 33 will be next. And until the next time we get it in, we're going to do it like that. Down. Ciao.